boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Something I wanted to ask you all day yesterday, and I just felt like it wasn't the right time and place. Do I whistle?
Do you whistle?
Do I whistle now that I have six teeth gone and missing? Two are the upper wisdom teeth, two are the bottom wisdom teeth, and two are my canines. Mm-hmm. And now I feel that the canines are gone. When I talk yesterday, specifically when we were doing weather, I kept noticing that, like, I whistle when I talk.
Okay, I didn't notice.
Really? Okay, good.
No,
I was starting to get real insecure.
What was it that you felt like, okay, so weather, was it sunny that you felt like you were whistling? That happens to me sometimes, by the way, like on accident where you say an S and you're like, shh, and you're like, ooh.
He's going to like that. A whistling sunny day today. No, I don't know. I don't know why it was during weather I kept noticing yesterday. Maybe because I didn't have to concentrate as much. I don't know, but I just kept noticing it. I was going to say something to you, but then I was like, not right time and place. But I kept noticing that there would be like a whistle to my words. I mean, I could kind of like, I don't have the weather in front of me right now, but let's just say, okay, it's going to be sunny skies with a high near 73 today. Did you hear right there? 73.
Do I need to turn my headphones off?
Well, you already have it like 100 over there.
Okay,
you
let me shut my eyes. Do it again.
It's going to be sunny skies with a high near 73 today. I heard it a little bit there.
I hate to tell you that you sound absolutely normal.
Okay, good. I just feel like I'm hearing a whistle. If you are listening to the show today and you hear a whistle, text us 319-200-1029. I won't be insecure. I just want to know if I'm crazy or if you're also in fact hearing a whistle.
I'll be on whistle count with the help of our loyal listeners.
They'll
on the text
me
line.
Out. Yes. Whistle. That's all you got to do is text us whistle, and then I'll know I whistled. That's all I want to know.
Noted.
If your dog's ears perk up, then we know I, in fact, whistle.
That is a good indicator. This is a fun challenge. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
I feel like as of today, May 6th, I can confidently say Chad Taylor from Middays is an official Z102.9 employee because
he's been working here for a couple weeks now.
I know, but he didn't get the full experience.
Have we not been paying him?
That's not my job. No, he didn't get the full experience until today when I asked him to kill a spider for me. You're not a man in this building until I come running and say, can you please, there's a bug in my office.
There are two men that I ask in this building. Eric Kevin. Our engineer.
Yes.
Dancing Eric Hansen.
He was already gone for the day, so I couldn't ask him.
I never asked producer Ben.
I think he also had left for the day.
No, you don't ask him.
He probably would have been hiding up on the chair with me. But I ran down the hallway. I'm proud of myself for not screaming at work because that would be unprofessional of me. But I did run through the hallway and say, Chad, can you come kill this spider for me, please? And he did. He squashed it into my carpet, though.
Ew.
Yeah. So there's like a little bit of a crime scene, but
well, you know what? That tells me a lot about him based on what you just told me that he killed it.
He did kill it, yeah. Because he's not vegan.
Oh, God. I love Neighbor Man for the life of me, but he always doesn't kill and instead takes it outside.
Yeah.
Like, come on, just kill it already. So thank God he kills.
Yeah, I appreciate the work the spider did, but was not needed in my office.
And I don't trust people who just lets them go outside.
Now we know our coworker a little better.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I had so much fun laying in bed last night. No makeup, looking like a rat, scrolling through all the Met Gala videos, being like, yes, slay diva, and oh my God, no, that's hideous. Mind you, I looked hideous.
I was going to say, I didn't see anybody that looked hideous. You know what? And normally I do. I felt like everyone actually killed it this year because I feel like the theme was actually easy.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, it's fun to, like, judge and be like, oh, my gosh, yes, they got it. No, that didn't really, like, do it for me. Whatever. That's what how I spent my night last night. And clearly you did too, Destiny, because you sent me a TikTok to explain to you here in Trending with Taylor, which is the importance of the Met bathroom.
Yeah, because I didn't know there was an importance with the Met bathroom, and I need to understand it a little bit better.
So you sent me a clip of Sabrina Carpenter on the carpet getting interviewed, and somebody asked her, what are you most excited about? And she said, the bathroom. I have come to the Met Gala the last 3 years, and I have not once gone into the bathroom because my dress or outfit didn't allow me to use the restroom, which is a whole other thing in itself. But the Met Gala is like super private. If you didn't know, they have a no phone and no selfie rule, like strict. No phone and no selfie. What goes on inside the Met Gala is supposed to be kind of a mystery.
Is that why I have no idea what goes on?
It's exactly why.
I don't even know why the celebrities go there.
Well, it's a fundraiser for the Met Museum. But what happens after the red carpet, that's why we don't know, because it's private. We know that somebody performs. Now we know it was Usher yesterday. But Anna Wintour does not like phones. She does not want selfies. However, it's now part of the experience for celebrities to get their selfies in the bathroom, because obviously there's nobody in there yelling at you to put your phone away. It started in 2017. Kylie Jenner, of all people, of course, started the trend by getting a group together, and that selfie went absolutely viral with her, Kendall, Kim. I think ASAP Rocky was in it. And now every year after the event, I haven't seen any from yesterday yet, but it's like the celebrity's goal to break this one rule and get their photo in the bathroom.
Do you think that, like, I don't know, security and the ushers are like, oh God, here we go. They're getting their selfie.
Oh, totally. Because how many of them are walking in and you're like, you don't even have a zipper on that dress. I know you're not about to not use the bathroom.
Excuse me. I know there ain't no way you taking that off. How are you going to go potty in that? I see you wearing a diaper.
See? I wonder if they are.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's funny because I've always wanted to live in Marion for several years now, but I don't know where I'm going when I live there.
Oh, you still haven't, like, learned the lay of the land?
No, I know the strip, like, where the Central Plaza is, and that's about it.
Yeah, me
too. And I know where the Marion Walmart is. That's important.
Hard to miss that one.
That's about it, and I know where my house is. So it's funny because Neighbor Man really wants me to start learning where I'm going so I don't need a GPS anymore. And he really gave me the hard lesson last night because he's like, let's go for a walk with the dogs. But you're going to lead the way. Mm. You pick it. Every corner we turn, you're going to pick it. My biggest problem is I didn't have my glasses on last night.
Okay, what's the point?
So every corner I was picking, I couldn't see where I was going. It's dark out, and I didn't know where I was going. So I would like to pick the exact same route I did last night, glasses on, tonight. Because I'd like to be able to see what is going on.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe some daylight, too.
I'd like to be able to see the houses, see the people.
The street signs.
Well, yeah, that...
What was the point? What were you doing?
I forgot my glasses, Taylor. It was late at night. I didn't think I needed them anymore.
Okay. Are you going to do this forever now? Like, every walk is going to be a two-timer because you're just going to forget your glasses? Is that
probably. You know, that's a typical test.
Your method of learning?
One without and one with.
Sure.
You really got to learn.
I suppose.
I am so confused why all of a sudden it takes over a year now of me dating Neighbor Man to find out he doesn't even like spaghetti. How many times have we had spaghetti and you're just now going to tell me you've been dealing with it this entire time for me?
I have so many concerns. Who doesn't like spaghetti? How did you find out about this? You love spaghetti.
I love spaghetti. Here's the thing. We had spaghetti Sunday night. And I made sure there was enough so I could have it Monday because I thought spaghetti would be perfect when you have taken out six teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Requires like minimal chewing. So I would have some for lunch on Monday. I didn't get to eat it yesterday. I just wasn't in the mood for it at all. So I didn't have it. And I came home last night and he goes, how much spaghetti did you eat? And I go, None. Mm. And he goes, well, how come the person who loves spaghetti has none and the one who didn't even really want it to begin with had to eat the leftovers? And I go, whoa. Since when do you not even like spaghetti? And he goes, well, I've just been dealing with it because I know you really like it.
Mm.
What? Here's the thing. That means moving forward, I guess we're not having spaghetti anymore, which is a, I tend to look at the silver lining of things. It means we don't have to have crappy spaghetti at home anymore. And I'm going to Zio Giannos.
I just am like, why did he just now say this? Does he actually not like it, or it's just not something that he doesn't like? He never is like, oh my God, I'm craving spaghetti.
I think it's that. I'm going to go with, I think he just doesn't crave it. I think he, knowing him, he instantly thinks it's very carby.
Well, that's why it's so good. Duh.
And he doesn't really like carb-heavy food. The dude likes to eat healthy way too
much.
Okay,
so he's a liar.
And he hates all good things in life.
He wants to be sad.
Yeah, he just wants to eat friggin' grass, which is lettuce, and be sad.
No, I don't think this is going to work out.
What, are you going to break up with him for me?
I might have to, yeah. So funny, you were just talking about how neighbor man apparently doesn't really like spaghetti.
He hates the world. He hates spaghetti.
And not only do I think that's horrifying, but Chad just busted in and said, I now have a problem with this man.
He's got a target on his back now.
Dude, pasta is a love language, okay? I, like you, that's like my favorite type of food.
I gotta eat that breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh my God, at all times of the day. And Curly likes it, my boyfriend. Maybe not as much as me, but I know that he loves me truly. Because I was craving pasta at 10 p.m. on Saturday night. 10 p.m.
Did you have a couple drinks?
No.
Oh.
Dead sober. I don't care if that's embarrassing. It's who I am, and you better love me for it. I looked at him and said, babe, we're going to the grocery store because I need pasta in my belly right now. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, let's get it done. Because he knew if I didn't get my pasta, I was going to be terrible.
Tell me it was the buttered kind. That's the only good kind at 10 o'clock.
No, I made shrimp Alfredo. What do you mean buttered noodles? No, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make... like Olive Garden quality.
Oh, okay. Only I have butter noodles.
No judgment. Pasta's pasta. As if I haven't made it clear enough that pasta is a life choice and a personal passion of mine, I gotta tell you how much it's taking over my life. I think my new skill and my new hobby is making everything into a pasta salad. I have been actually really good about meal prepping my lunches for here at work, and I've decided that like a pasta salad is perfect for me. I can prep it before I come in. It's quick. It fills me up throughout the day, and I have gotten out of control with the flavors that I have been creating. I started out with a TikTok recipe that I saw. It was like a green goddess pasta salad. Great. Loved it. Then I moved on to a taco, which you stole my recipe.
I did, and that was killer.
Loved it. And then I'm like, okay, what else can I do? Because I like to rotate through, or otherwise I get sick of stuff. Then I did a Mexican street corn. That was great. And then last week I turned it into like a Greek pasta salad. This week I just took everything that I like and on an Italian sub sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Threw it into a pasta salad. I'm like, the options are endless. If there's a meal that I like, I'm going to turn it into a pasta salad now.
I love that. I've got two options for you.
Please. I would love a challenge.
Okay, calm down.
I told you, this is like what's exciting me right now.
You're getting a little excited. Okay, first one. Instantly, I thought of. I need you to make me a Big Mac pasta salad.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
I love me a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Number two, a pizza pasta salad. I don't care what it is, but I imagine little pepperonis.
I had pepperonis in my Italian sub one today.
So you can make it happen.
It's doable.
With a little bit of pizza sauce of some sort.
Pizza sauce, some mozzarella, some oregano.
You could put a little bit of ground beef in there too. Why not? Go crazy. Or, you know what? What if your pizza one was actually like pepperoni with pineapple? It could be like a pineapple pizza.
Like Hawaiian?
Yeah.
See, now, do you understand why I'm so excited now? Because I can see that you are now getting excited.
I'm going to watch you eat it first, and I'm going to smell it. And if it smells good, then I'm going to take the recipe from you.
I, at no point did I ever offer for you to sniff my meals.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Looks like somebody was here to mow.
Yeah, I did see it.
Did you?
Yeah, I was given Marcy, one of our new street teamers, which you do get to meet this week on the Morning Scramble, Thursday morning, a tour. And I was teaching her and training her on some things that street teamers need to know. And I saw him on the in the back of the building, and he was riding a big mower. Not your normal little rinky-dinky mower.
Yeah.
It was like a big one.
See, I didn't notice. Normally, I do notice because I can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. And they get... They must have done it pretty quick, which...
He was flying.
I'm sure. But there's a lot of ground to cover. But I realize... I don't think I ever asked you, how long has it been taking you to mow?
Oh, girl.
I would say the guys here normally are like in and out within an hour.
Give me 2 seconds and I will tell you because... You know how I like to wear my Apple Watch on my ankle?
Like you're on probation, yes.
As an ankle monitor. And I do the same thing when I am mowing because I want to get my steps counted for.
Right.
And I don't want to put it on my wrist because the mower vibrates. And I'm like, I don't want to count additional steps that I ain't doing.
You're being honest.
So, when I did it on Sunday, I started at 12:06 p.m., and it took me an hour and 52 minutes.
Oh my God.
I burned 448 calories. This is why Destiny likes to mow. Because this is why I always wanted to do it. Because I'm like, this is a workout. And you know what I'm going to do? I hope my trainer's not listening, okay? The days I mow, when I burn 448 calories, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to beep in. And then I'm going to turn around and leave because I want to get counted for that I went to the gym that day, even though I dang well didn't. But you know what? I burned 448 calories and I want to get counted for that. So then when I meet with my trainer, he's going to be like, well, you've been going to the gym a lot. No, I've just been mowing.
I hope he looks at the log and sees, oh, wait a minute. It looks like you were here for 1 second.
That's yeah, but weird. I burned 448 calories mowing.
Write it down because I don't do it often, but I apologize.
To who?
To you, Destiny.
Louder.
Making fun of you for being a weenie hud junior when it comes to television because you're scared of things like Stranger Things. You say it takes over your life.
It does. I start seeing things in the walls or I start swearing. I there's people following me or things like that. That's why I can't watch scary movies or scary TV shows because it just like takes over my life. I feel like I'm in those movies or the TV shows.
Yeah. And I normally make fun of that until I started watching you on Netflix. Okay. I told
you. And now you understand.
Yeah, because I told you like a week ago when we started watching it that the one thing that does freak me out is stalker stuff. I don't know why. I get convinced that there's somebody peeping in my windows, being a peeping Tom. I don't know. It freaks me out. Then last night, it's like entering my life in a way that I don't want because here's the thing. My boyfriend Curly looks like Joe Goldberg. If you've seen the show, it's Penn Badgley, right? He has dark curly hair like Curly does. And the thing is, Joe Goldberg, no spoilers, but when he's doing creepy stalkery things, he has a baseball hat on to like be incognito. And I got home last night, Curly's sitting on the couch with a baseball hat, and I'm like, it's happening, it's infiltrating my life, there's a stalker in my house. Just kidding, I'm dating him. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's freaking me out and I don't like it at all.
See, now you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I feel like it's different for me because it really is in my house.
Now, see, and the thing with me is that I swear to God I see like a demo dog, but it really is just my dog.
Your cat mochi.
It's just my cat mochi, and I'm like, oh, it's just a fat cat. No, 100%. No, now you understand what I'm talking about.
I do, and I don't know what to do.
And I hate to say this, too. I think we got to rename Curly. Because can we call him Joe Golden or whatever you said his
name?
Joe
Goldberg? No, because he's not a stalker, and he also not,
you're saying he
he's
looks
not
like
a murderer
him.
Yet, at least. Let this go on record.
At least. But you're saying he looks like him. Why can't we call him Joe Golding or whatever his
Joe
name?
Joe Goldberg. I don't think he would like that, because I also told him, like, oh my God, the static screen on Netflix when you go to watch the show You is a picture of Joe Goldberg, Penn Badgley. And I looked at him and I said,
who's Penn?
Badgley is the actor's name.
Oh, okay.
From Gossip
Girl. Got it.
Whatever. I looked at him and said, that looks like you. And he didn't like that very much, because he said, I'm not a stalker and I'm also not a murderer. So.
I think I named him wrong. We shouldn't have called him Curly. We should call him John, whatever the name.
Joe. No, and I'm not trying to die.
So I was in, you know, a little lingerie dress.
Oh, it's really nice when there's a couple of dudes right outside the studio.
You know, it's hard to start a sentence like that when your boss is literally standing outside the studio with the engineer. I hope they're gone.
They are gone, but you're also saying it too.
I forget about the listen.
However many people are listening in this exact moment, but pop off, go ahead.
Like I said, I was in a little lingerie dress.
Can you just say sleepwear? You're talking about like a sleep dress.
Okay, but it was cute, right? And I only wear this to bed because the only other person who's going to see this is neighbor man. Nobody else should see this, right?
Correct.
We all got that cute little thing that you wear for your significant other, okay?
No, my sleepwear consists of a 3XL Walmart rollback shirt. I'm not kidding. That's my favorite one. But I support you.
And he's like, you know what? She's still sexy. You know what? I love it. I love a good rollback.
It's his favorite. And mine too.
Anyways, I was wearing this, okay? And I'm making neighbor man's coffee before he gets up, because I do that because I love him. And I hear a loud bang, and immediately I turn around and I see his dad has pulled up. I go, oh my God, there's only one set of stairs to get up to upstairs. And that's where I need to go to get out of this dress.
Mm-hmm.
And if he goes to the front door, I'm doomed, because he's going to see me run in this little dress that didn't cover much. Okay. Thank God he goes to the back of the house so I can run to go to the front of the house to go up the set of the stairs, and he sees nothing. I'm never wearing that again. I got to get me a rollback shirt.
I'm saying this is what living with not just my boyfriend Curly, but also his brother has done to me. I'm like, there's no point. At all moments, I have to assume that anybody's going to see what I'm wearing. That's why I don't walk around in a robe. That's why I love my Walmart shirt.
Can you give me a rollback shirt?
I'll send you a link. Yeah. I created a monster out of you, and I'm about to reignite that monster with Squid Game. Season 3 is coming out in June, end of June. And today they dropped the first season trailer teaser.
What?
I can't believe you haven't seen this.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. So I gotta
go home and watch this with Neighbor Man.
No. And you're gonna want to watch it like 2 or 3 times.
Why?
Because
there's a lot to unwrap.
Yeah. Especially after seeing, I saw it on TikTok earlier, and then I go to the comments, and everybody's way smarter than me, catching stuff like that I did not even realize was there. But the biggest thing is that it ends with a baby crying.
Wasn't that one girl pregnant?
Yes, she was.
She doesn't die.
Well, that's what people think. So there's no talking
in
the entire thing.
Well, she could die, but at least the baby doesn't.
The baby could make it. What's going to happen to the baby in the Squid Game?
That's fine. That's all. I really cared about the baby.
Well, but you know how dubious they are, these producers.
Do you think
and
the
stuff.
Baby will take over?
Probably not.
It's too early for a baby to take over.
What kind of baby? When's the last time you were around a newborn?
You know what? A lot of people don't trust me with their newborns for obvious reasons.
Right.
I just thought maybe they were going to be like, this newborn will take on the legend of Squid Game.
Oh, become the new front man.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But you know what? The more I thought about it, it's a baby and it's going to be saying Goo Goo Gaga. So it's like not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
But maybe the front man will take the baby on as its, like, wingman. And it will... You know what I mean? And then... Mm-hmm. And hear me out.
I knew these whack theories would start coming out of you.
And then at the end of Squid Games, okay? You hear the baby cry, right? And then it says...
10 years from now.
And we see that the front man has taken the baby on as its wingman.
So there's a 10-year-old running the Squid Game?
Well, No. It's teaching the 10-year-old mm-hmm. how to run Squid Games to eventually take over Squid Games.
Okay, everybody remember this so that when it definitely probably doesn't happen, you can say Destiny was wrong.
But when it does... I will quit radio and become a freaking millionaire because I was right.
I'll remember this moment.
Or I will continue radio because I was wrong.
You were so wrong.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of my favorite trends still holding strong is people asking for advice on TikTok. Most of the time it's a picture and they say, please tell me more about this. And I don't mean the basic advice. I want you to give me the real tea. Most recently, this girl posted that she's about to move in with a man and wanted the real secrets to living together and having a healthy relationship. Not talking about just having separate spaces. There is about to be a literal man in her home. Sounds like she's never lived with a guy before.
Oh, wow.
She wanted the tea on how to make sure you didn't hate each other and that your relationship stays healthy. So I took it to the comments to pick out some of my favorites. One person said, we have zone captains. So whoever cares more
sounds
about...
Sounds like a kindergarten thing, but I love it because we need it as adults.
Dude, men love to be called a captain. Of a football team, of a boat, give it a fun name. Zone captains, whoever cares more about the task or the chore, they're the zone captain. If you were really picky about how your jeans get folded, you're in charge of the laundry. If he's really picky about, how the driveway gets plowed. If he's like, oh my gosh, I still slipped on my way in. Then he's in charge of the snow removal. So that's zone captains.
I like that.
Somebody said they will eat everything. So hide the snacks you want or else they will be gone.
Yes.
Really? I don't struggle with that.
Oh, no. No. Neighbor man has what I like to call a redonkulous sweet tooth. This man.
Okay, me.
I can't leave anything sweet out or it's gone in 2 seconds. Mm. He could, if he wanted to, eat an entire bag of Reese's peanut butter cups in like 2 seconds.
No, yeah, me.
He has no control.
No, I'm the man. I just decided.
So if I really want something, I have to hide at my bedside table.
Okay, well, it's good to know that. If you want it to stay yours, then keep it in your work bag or something. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I always ask him, hey, babe, what's that? And then he'll walk into my trap. It's normally like his clothes on the floor or the dishes left in the sink. And then he'll answer, oh, nothing. And then he cleans it or fixes it. And then they both just laugh it off. So all you have to say is, hey, what's that?
I'm going to start using
that. What's that doing there? Last one. I also think you're going to like this. If the house is messy or anything is like super out of place, we blame Kevin, our roommate. There is no Kevin. But it stops us from picking fights with each other over nothing.
I like that. So it's like a pretend ghostly roommate.
Yeah, so nobody, like...
I gotta pick a different name because Kevin is our engineer at Z102.9. So I need a different name. But I want an older name.
Bartholomew.
Well, I knew you were gonna... You're back on that name again, Taylor. What is with you in that name?
I don't know. You can call him Bart for short.
You are obsessed with that name.
Bart hid your undies.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Can I be honest with you? Sometimes I feel like I was sent on this earth to be absolutely annoying sometimes. And so I do just that when I think it is absolutely appropriate. And when you ask me to do a task or be a part of a project, that is when it is time for me to be annoying. And yesterday, neighbor man was like, hey, can you help me build the shed? We have to have a shed because we don't have a garage right now. And we will in a couple of years, but it's just not within the budgets and the
means.
Yeah,
for the time being.
Yeah. And the part of the shed that he needed to do had to be a two-man person. He just couldn't do it himself.
A two-man person? Two-man job?
Thank you. I don't know what I was saying.
Can I ask? So this shed, is it like a pop-up shed? Like, he's not building this thing from scratch, is he?
Oh, heck no. We got it from Menards.
And it's just like a kind of like an IKEA situation where you send all the pieces and you figure it out.
And he's following a little manual of some sort. Okay. Absolutely. And so there was a part that I needed to be on one side of like the wall and he needed to be on the other side screwing in screws.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to hold this one piece up for him. And let me tell you, this is where I love my part in life of being absolutely annoying. The whole time I'm like, are we done? I'm over this. I'm bored. I want ice cream. The whole time, I'm just absolutely annoying. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm sunburnt. And I was only out there for 30 seconds.
Mm.
Or I'm like, oh, I broke a nail. I just, my life is to be annoying as possible. And I could tell I was annoying the crap out of him. And I'm like, success.
I'd like to speak on behalf of him. I hate you.
Why?
Don't do that. Oh, you are the worst type of human.
Why?
Because I am normally the person that puts stuff together in my house. And I don't think Curly tries to annoy me on purpose by any means. Because he knows I get sensitive. But even him asking, like, how's it going, babe? How you doing? I will get, like, so nasty because I don't want to talk. And I can imagine you purposely
being annoying.
You're
getting angry right now. We're not building a shed.
I'm actually having to hold myself back from swearing. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm so mad.
Okay, well, I got the microphones on and I don't want to pay a fine, so be careful now.
You deserve. Well,
Taylor, okay, hold yourself, all right? Say what you want to say off the air.
Yeah, I don't think you can help him anymore.
Okay, well, then I'm sending you over there next time he wants to build a she shed.
No, why do I have to be punished?
Because I don't want to do this anymore. What do I got to do this?
I don't think you're allowed to put anything in the shed. There, I said it.
Well, my mower has to go in there.
No, build your own.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Last week it was circulating all over the internet. People were debating 100 men versus a gorilla.
Could they do it? Could they take the gorilla down?
Or could they not?
I still am going to stay on the side of no.
Me too. Well, I got a question for Let's Get Quizzical that's kind of along the lines of just that.
Oh, good.
Just as stupid. And it's going to go viral just wait.
Great. You know what? It might.
The question is, a new poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. 27% are confident they could outrun a crocodile. 20% believe they could outrun this animal. What is it?
I, first of all, would just like to say, prove it.
Let's get all the animals lined up here.
I would love to see it. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
I don't even know how fast I ran in a 100-meter dash. I know they made us do it in gym class. Couldn't tell you. I probably walked it.
Probably. You do seem like.
Oh, I walked a mile, honey.
You were the walker, yeah.
That's why I got it like a D every year in gym. Uh-huh. Exactly. New poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. Now, 27% are confident and they think they could outrun a crocodile. 20% believe they could outrun this animal in a 100-meter dash. What is it?
There's a lot of confidence in the first two, so I can only imagine what the last one is. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. This might be the dumbest trick.
Well, you've done some pretty dumb things.
You know what? I've done dumb things, and I've done some really dumb trivia questions. But might be the dumbest.
Okay.
Question is, a new poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. 27% are confident they could outrun a crocodile. Where are you getting one of those in Iowa? 20% believe they could outrun this animal in a 100-meter dash. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Tim said a snake.
No.
I mean, I know their reflexes are pretty fast.
What? They are. Are you hanging out with snakes? How
no.
do you know this?
Well, that's why I'm not hanging out with them, because I know they have very fast reflexes. They will bite you in no time, but I don't know how fast they be slithering.
They be slithering fast?
I think it depends on the size of the snake. They're kind of fatties.
Okay, so now I hope every snake everywhere just heard you just call them fat, is what I heard. Go after her, please.
Don't mess with me.
Well, now they're going to bite you.
No. Because I just body shamed them.
I hope an anaconda does.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
0577 said a three-toed sloth. Are they three-toed? Am I just now getting the breaking news? They're not three-toed, are they? They're not. Are
oh,
they?
You mean like regularly, or is this yes. like a specific? What? How many toes
does a sloth have? Don't tell me I just now discovered that.
Three toes.
Shut up.
Wait, what? They got three-toed sloths and two-toed sloths.
Shut up. Are you being serious?
However,
right now?
Despite this, all the sloths have three toes on each rear limb. Regardless, aren't sloths pretty slow?
Yeah, I just that's the second thought. First thought was, why didn't we not get taught about how many toes they got in school?
I guess does it really matter? Like, what? That. Why does this matter so much? Why did this just change your life?
Well, I don't know why you didn't just say 0577 didn't just say a sloth. Why they had to go a three-toed sloth?
Maybe they're slower, or maybe they're faster.
I don't know.
You always say, like, oh, my gosh, you're moving like a sloth, meaning you're moving
well,
slow.
Well, now I'm going to say, oh, my God, you're moving so slow like a three-toed sloth.
They wanted to be specific. I have no idea. I really don't. 8225 said, a bull.
No.
You know what gives
you know
me
what?
Anxiety?
Actually, I did outrun a bull.
Whose bull?
My
crap?
Bull. I'd be out running bull crap every day.
Oh, yeah.
No, can I tell you a fun fact? Fun fact. My mom lived on a farm one time.
Okay.
With, like, she was dating a new guy, and he had all sorts of cows, and one was a bull.
Yeah.
And the bull got out.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
And we had to go, like, to the end of the driveway to wait for the school bus. And I remember my mom just saying, be quiet, don't let the bull see you. Of course, you know me, class clown Destiny. She was making all the noises because I just wanted to see what would happen, right?
Yeah.
So I made all the noises. Bull heard us, and bull came after us. And I outran the bull. Here's the problem, though. I outran it. My little sister just stood there because she didn't know what to do. My bigger sister had to grab her and then run with her. Anyway, so I did outrun a bull. I don't know if it was a 100-meter dash, but it was the width of a driveway.
Okay. What in the rodeo? I don't know what kind of situation that
no,
was.
No, you know, I've outran a bull.
I'm sure you did. That's
my fun fact.
Okay.
A new poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. 27% are confident they could outrun a crocodile. 20% believe they could outrun this animal. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
I feel like you don't believe I outran a bull.
I don't. That's it. I don't.
If I didn't have a bum knee now from knee surgery, I'd do it again. Get me a bull. I'd go do it again.
I'll throw you in the ring at a rodeo. Tell me the time and place.
I'm about to ask my gym teacher from high school. I need you to measure a 100-meter dash. What?
What do you mean measure a 100-meter dash?
I don't know. What is a 100-meter dash? I don't know.
The straight part of the track.
Again, Taylor, I didn't pay attention to.
No, you know what I mean? It's like there's the curves. It's just the straight part. That's normally 100 meters.
Thank you.
Feels much further than it looks.
You know what? I didn't pay attention in gym class.
Like I said, you definitely were a walker.
Oh, 100%. I walked.
Yeah.
Everything.
Period.
Dodgeball and everything. A new poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash. According to Taylor, that's the long part.
Just the straight, just one of the straight parts on the track. If you know, you know, and I bet you probably know.
27% are confident they could outrun a crocodile in a 100-meter dash. 20% that believe they could outrun this animal in a 100-meter dash. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
20% of people believe they could outrun an elephant in a 100-meter dash.
I'm sorry. I didn't know elephants ran.
Do they run?
Yeah.
You and I got to go pretty close to an elephant a couple years ago.
Yes, that's correct.
But I don't remember seeing it run.
No, because respectfully, they're like very wise and slow moving.
She's going to fat shame an elephant.
I am not.
She did it to a snake earlier.
They're big, okay? But elephants, their running is different. I Googled this because I'm like, seriously, has anybody ever seen an elephant run except in like Lion King when the stampede's coming?
Okay, we cannot compare to Lion King, but okay, what do you got?
The top running speed for an elephant is 24.85 miles per hour.
Is that fast?
That's like a school zone. In your car.
You're right, it is. How fast can I run? I don't know.
Oh, not that.
Oh.
Not at all.
You know what, Taylor and I don't normally agree like on anything. We are complete opposites, but I will say we do agree on hate for group chats. I hate a group chat for the life of me.
There are a few times that I like to be in a group chat. I like my family's group chat. Yep. That's normally pretty fun. But like, if I get put in a group of like girlfriends from college and it's like, oh my God, let's all meet up sometime. And then it's just popping off all day. Like, what if we go here? Ooh, let's meet in Des Moines. No, let's meet in Iowa City. Ooh, what are you guys doing next? Like, I can't. That makes my brain explode. Mm-hmm. And I will mute it.
So we have a group chat here at Z1 and 2.9. We have two. We have one for the, like the jocks, right? On air. And then we've got the other one, which is for street team.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I got a new street team on the team, I have to start a new group chat. The reason for this is because we got androids on this team, mm-hmm. and they ruin it for us.
They do. You're not allowed to just edit or like kick
no.
people out or add them or whatever.
So every time we hire somebody, I have to start a whole new group chat for the street teamers. So I started a new group chat today, and I just love it because I always start the group chat. I'm like, hey, everybody, we got like today. I'm like, we have four new members to the team. So everyone say your name. So we are all in line.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately every single time when we do this, Taylor will say her name. And then immediately you turn off the notifications for the group.
Yes, that's correct. I don't tell people that. Like, it doesn't show up in the group. I'm not like, Taylor, see ya. It's the same thing as like getting with groups of girlfriends. It's popping off. I already got everybody else saved in my phone. I'll check. I already saved a couple of the newbies in my phone. But beyond that, I'm like, if it's vibrating every 2 seconds, I don't want it. And I don't need it. I'll read it when I need to and get caught up.
I'm about to not put you in the group. You would love that, though, would you? If I stopped putting you in the group chat. See, some part of me puts you in it just to torture you.
I know.
And then part of me does put you in it because sometimes you have to also communicate with them as well.
Right. You know I can leave them. You know you can leave a group chat.
You can?
Fairly certain you can just leave it. Oh, maybe one of these days I'll shock you.
And just leave?
Just leave
Taylor
it.
Left the group chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.